Howdy, everybody, and welcome. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, along with Roger Bauer, the Social Media Ninja, and you are in store for a big treat, a little Southern social media. What's today's date? October 27th. You know what? It's my brother-in-law's birthday. My good friends back in Baton Rouge, Funes boys. I'm about to give them a call. Halloween is almost here. I'm sure my homeboy Kentucky Headhunter Rogers got some good stuff for us on social media pertaining to Halloween. Don't let me down.
I don't know if I have that yet, but I did find that Sandra Bullock's in a custody battle with a porn star over Jesse James's daughter with her. She's claiming she's a more fit mother than
a porn star. Didn't she just get out of jail, too?
Probably.
I think she did. Yeah, her name is Lindstrom or something like that. Yeah, she just got out of jail. Dude, Sandra Bullock, she can do no wrong. So, you know what? She can have my six kids if she wants them. But, you know, I don't know if she wants them.
I don't think you want to go that far. But,
yeah, she's definitely better. She's definitely better than this porno ex-prisoner.
Yeah, and stripper and everything else. But you got to figure, she married Jesse James. He's not exactly, you know, the toe-in-the-line individual, so she had to expect a little bit of this when she got into that.
She was 45. All right, so what does that have to do with social media? You lost me.
I found it through social media. It's part of the buzz today. It's one of those things that's kind of going around. Also,
that was on the news yesterday, man. Come on.
Hey, well, we didn't talk about it yesterday. So now there's, I'm looking at Social Media Today, one of the little blog haunts that I go to, and one of the posts on there from Nancy Dixon is, do we really need so many kinds of social media?
No.
Yeah, we probably don't. But I think that since we are in the infancy of social media, relatively, the cream of the crop hasn't risen totally. And once that it does, and people weed out the things that they like versus the things that they don't like. I mean, you've got all these startups that want to start a social media site. I think that day's gone to where you're going to come up with some brand new social media site that everybody goes crazy over. I might be wrong, but I think that the days of, oh, I'm going to go make billions of dollars like Mark Zuckerberg or Facebook, I think those days are pretty much shot. You're going to see...
Always, no matter the industry, go back to the automobile, you know, railroad. Dude, railroads were the NASDAQ, you know, 150 years ago. Okay? I mean, you had all type of folks coming out with making trains, planes, and automobiles, right? Same thing happened with, telegraph, telephone, electricity, automobiles, radio, televisions, you name it. There's always a bunch that enter the fray, and then it's all got to settle out.
Right.
Okay, and it will. The problem is, you know, this thing with social media. Who is this chick talking about this?
Who was that? Nancy Dixon.
Nancy, I don't know. Maybe she's somebody famous. I don't know. But she's
first
right.
I've heard
we don't need all. We don't need all of these. But you need to go out there. I mean, that's like people 15 years ago saying, "Well, I don't need the internet. I got my Yellow Pages ad sells quite nicely."
Right.
Right. I wish somebody would have told me 15 years ago to go buy the domain name, you know, plumber.com and airconditioning.com and whatever else. Right. So part of this is a land grab. You know, you and I cover, you know, it's a land grab. It's also SEO. Go lock up some names so you can be found and known for them.
Right.
Right.
There's
anyway.
Another article on here from Elizabeth Hannon, and she's talking about legal versus social, seven steps to an amicable relationship, talking about the relationship between if you have a social company versus the legal ramifications and how to merge the two. And
what is she talking about?
Well, I mean, if you've got some people that are out there entering these social media platforms and kind of branching out on their own before there's a corporate. I haven't read the article totally, but I'm assuming this is kind of the premise she's going on, is you've got some renegades, so to speak, if you don't have a social policy.
Are you saying people are antisocial in social media?
Oh, there's definitely some of that going on, sure.
All right.
But what I was going to say is if you don't have a corporate policy or a company policy about social media and you've got some people out there doing their own thing under your corporate veil or company umbrella or coming across as a representative of your company, you could probably get into some legal troubles at some point if
right.
you don't have a policy in place already. And, you know, people might go out and say something that could get you into trouble from a legal perspective. Like, let's say you have a public company and somebody goes out and tweets something like, hey, just found out that we had a really good quarter.
Yep.
And that could be deemed as inside information by the good old SEC, even though it's probably a harmless tweet, you know, or a status update or whatever, something on Facebook. Hey, I just heard we had a really good quarter.
Right.
You know, harmless statement didn't say, you know, we beat our estimates by two cents or anything like that. Just heard we had a really good quarter. Well, somebody could come back and say, well, that's against SEC policy, and now we're going to fine you and we're going to penalize you and all this other nonsense for a harmless statement. Although if you don't have a policy in place, then there's no way of knowing that, hey, that could be deemed as a SEC violation. So I think that's what she's getting at with her post, and it's good advice to heed if you don't have a corporate policy and you are a public company, then
right.
little things like that could get you into the soup with social media.
Yeah, it could. Well, not with social media necessarily, but just
with the feds and the, you know, regulators and things
with
of that
the government.
Yeah.
We're from the government and we're here to help.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're there to help.
Right.
They're there with their hand out. They want some damn money.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's an interesting one that's on there as well. And I don't think this will shock any of our listeners. 90% of Indian firms ignore customer service, according to Genesis survey.
Say that again?
90% of Indian firms ignore customer service, according to Genesis survey.
Well, so that'll change, obviously.
Yeah, it'll have to, especially if the money's coming from here to fund these call centers and everything else. They've got their own metrics of success, I'm sure, but they're not in line with the metrics of success for the U.S. companies and the Canadian companies and people that are focused on customers or European companies, things of that nature.
Well, and it's apparent that they need to get on the ball with that, which brings me to the word of the day, which we forgot.
Oh, there we go.
You get your stack of stuff. It's all about you, ain't it? You just got all this fancy stuff. Tell everybody how smart you are. The South is going to rise again. We ain't a bunch of rednecks. Look at all these facts and figures I got. Goodness gracious. We skipped the most important part, which is the intelligence. We're teaching them how to improve their vocabulary. You know what I'm saying? So it's apparent that you just want to talk about all your fancy stuff and not let me show the world how smart I is. So the word for the day is apparent, and that's a noun. That's one who sires or gives birth to offspring. It's obvious to me from looking at your belly that you're going to be a parent. So there you have it. That's the word for the day. If you skip me again, I'm going to have to give two or maybe even three words next time. So just watch yourself.
Oh, we got to have that every day. Got to have
just
our
watch yourself.
Our Southern culture integration and
yes.
Southern social media.
Yes.
All right, so here is a blog post on Social Media Examiner, another one of my favorite blog haunts. They've got quite a few on there today. They've got top tips for using Facebook for business. They got a video with, looks like, Marie Smith and Michael Stelzner. They're doing a little joint thing there. 7 ways to overcome the social media time sink, and I think we've talked about that, Wes, is this stuff can be addicting. If you don't have a strategy, you don't have a plan, it can suck you in very quickly because you see some people you haven't talked to in a while, you get on there and you chat with them for a little bit, Then they refer somebody else that you haven't talked to in a while. Hey, I found so-and-so on Facebook. Why don't you connect with them? You start looking at people's status updates. You see photos. You start commenting on those. Next thing you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours are gone, and you haven't done squat for your business or your productivity. And you get in this habit of doing this every day of, oh, well, I'll go out there and check everybody's status updates for, I'll just set aside 15 minutes. Next thing you know, 15 minutes turns into an hour, and you get in this daily habit of where social media can just absolutely draw you in to where you don't get the things done that you need to get done.
Yep.
So it's very important to have a strategy.
I was writing about that today. It was one of my blog posts, was talking about those Northwest Airline pilots that had their heads down the laptop, and they overshot the airport by 150 miles.
Right.
Now, 150 miles sounds like a lot, and it is, but when you're doing, I don't know, 600 knots, you can get there. You know, you can get there in about, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
But still, they're flying around in places they shouldn't be really fast with a bunch of people on board. So it would not have been hard to smack into somebody. But, you know, what I was talking about on my blog today was, how many of us have our faces buried in our laptops and we miss the world around us?
Right.
You know, so get out from behind the screen. Get out and talk and meet with folks. Interact with people. Have a life, you know. At the end of the day, this whole virtual stuff, this social media stuff, is to enhance our real lives, you know, be social. So I thought that was pretty ironic, guys with their heads buried in their laptops. So, you know, ask yourself this question, our wonderful, savvy, brilliant, feel-good listeners. You know, how much of your life are you missing because your head's buried in your machine? You know, get out there. Get out
there. I think there's also a stat out there that this kind of ties into that as well. It's one out of eight couples that married last year met through a social media site. So it's a social media, but at the same time, are we neglecting the face-to-face time that we used to invest with people and really building solid relationships with people, individuals, on a quality basis to where you meet in person? And I always tell a lot of clients when they come to me about social media, is that you can build a relationship to a point through a social media site. And that's great, but your relationship will not take the next step to where there's more trust involved, you really feel like you know the person, until you meet in person or you do something in person with that person. So if you meet on a social media site, you can take your relationship to the next level. It sounds like it's a dating type thing, which in business sense it kind of is. You're pursuing partners, you're pursuing customers. When you meet with that person for coffee or dinner or drinks, or you're going to do an event together like we did out in California back in August, that is when you start to see the benefits and reap the benefits from social media. It's not going to be until you physically do something with these people. More times than not, yes, there's still going to be some instances where you can form a relationship with somebody and do some work for them without ever meeting them. And Wes, we got some people that work in the Philippines for us and do some stuff that we're probably not going to meet in person. But at the same time, if we were to meet that person in person, it would solidify the relationship that much more. So I think that's something that a lot of people are missing. And it's funny to me that a lot of these couples now that marry meet on a social media site or a dating site or whatever it might be. You can't really get married to somebody until you meet them in person. So,
yeah,
take that little message and take it to heart.
Very nice.
But in this article, they're talking about the seven ways to avoid the time dilemma. One is set one specific social media objective. We've talked about that before, whether you want to be the authority figure, you want to be the most friendly, or you just want to find partners, or you want to find affiliates, you want to find new prospects. Have one goal for what you're doing with social media. And then number two is find the right social media strategy for your business. Gee, I wonder, has that been said on this before, Wes?
Talking about strategy, brother?
Yeah, have we talked about that at all?
I don't know. We may have to maybe have a whole session on strategy. I don't think you brought that up yet.
Yeah, we might have to do that.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Groundswell yesterday, and
mm-hmm.
they're talking about it here as well. And their third tip is make your presence social. Focus on being good online neighbors. We've talked about that at length on, you know, if somebody shows an interest in you, return the favor or at least check them out a little bit. If you don't return the follow or you don't accept their friend request, at least do them the courtesy of check them out a little bit and tag them as somebody that you want to keep an eye on to see if they're genuine, legitimate, whatever, before you return the favor, accept the friend request, etc. But that's some of the tips that we've been giving people. Also, stay focused on your business strategy. So they're hammering strategy quite a bit in here, which is good to see. I'm glad to see other people hammering this strategy stuff with social media, because that's how people do get sucked into the time sink and the day gets away from them before they know it. Adopt social media one step at a time. That's their fifth tip. Sixth tip is get extra mileage out of your social media marketing. And then seven, avoid social media's fatal attraction, the shiny bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
And then their final little parting point is use social media to add extra value to your current marketing strategy. And we've talked about that over and over. Is if you don't have an overall marketing strategy, it's going to be awfully hard to come up with success metrics and ways to measure a social media campaign above and beyond your traditional marketing campaign, because if you don't have a strategy for your traditional marketing campaign, well, then how the hell are you going to say whether social media is working for you or not? So
they tie
hand in hand. So I thought that was a pretty good post on Social Media Examiner, and that's a site, if you, like we said yesterday, if you want to keep up with what's going on, that's a pretty good site to go to. Same thing with Social Media Today. And you can always come to our podcast, because we'll be talking about this stuff as it happens.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah. And there's one more on here that's interesting, too. Six blog add-ons that spur social media activity.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if we've talked about this too much, the plugins, but there's the TweetMeme, and that's where when you do a blog post, and Wes and I just added this to our blogs, to where you can tweet that post as you read it and spread the word about, hey, you know, tweet this. That's what it says up at the top, tweet this, and you'll see how many times other people have tweeted it. That's a very good way to spur the social media activity. Another one is the discuss comment system. And
mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of the traditional newspaper and online, not online, but like television stations that have their social media presence or their blog or whatever, they've got this discuss comment system integrated, so that way you don't have to go register at each individual blog. That way people can use their discuss ID and contribute to your blog post or comment right there, and it tracks all of these across so you can see where these people are going. It leaves a footprint so you can see where these people have gone, see what they're into. That's a good tip. It's another good plug-in. There's Gravatar.com. That way it adds somebody's face to the comment, which this is another good plug-in, so that way you can see who the hell it is that's posting on your blog. Sexy Bookmarks plug-in, which is, this is pretty cool. It's got one of those little bars that go at the bottom of a post, and as you scroll over the different logos, it'll pop up to show you which one you can use to share the bookmark for that particular post. So that's a pretty cool one.
That's cool.
You've also got the one that a lot of people are starting to implement now, which is good to see, is the Twitter follow badge that'll go over on the right, and it'll have a little bird sitting there, and it says, follow me.
Yep.
Number six is Mebo Me. This is one I'm unfamiliar with, but that is, I think you've got this, Wes. You've got some version of it. Maybe it's not Mebo, but click here to speak to a live agent.
Yep.
So that is what Mebo Me does. You can have an instant chat right there online, which that's another good plug-in. That's one I'll probably add to mine. So those are the six that he's talking about today, and I think those are excellent plug-ins to use. I know I'm using, I believe, four of the six. I'm definitely using the Gravatar. I'm using the TweetMeme, using the Follow Me, And
is it May? Is that like French or something, man? Isn't it Mimi?
Sure. Yeah, it's not Mimi.
How come it ain't Mimi? It looks like Mimi.
I've always thought it was May. Maybe it is Mimi. I don't know.
You're getting all fancy pants, May.
Yeah, I'm trying to add some culture to this.
It's like the Tour de France.
Yeah.
No, dude, that's the Touring France. That's what you're doing. Tour de France. Who calls it France? You know, when you go to McDonald's, you get some French fries? I don't think so. Lance Armstrong gets on a bike, and oh, goodness gracious, this is a France. And that dude, you know, speaking of Lance Armstrong, didn't he used to date Sandra Bullock?
I don't know if he dated Sandra Bullock. Maybe he did, but I know he dated...
He dated Jewel, huh?
No, he dated Sheryl Crow.
Oh, Sheryl Crow, that's what I'm thinking of.
And Jewel wouldn't be a bad... I'd date Jewel. There's nothing wrong with
that.
Who was the one...
Sandra Bullock finds love with Lance Armstrong, October
26, 2003. Yeah, there you go.
Yep. I remember. I was living in Austin then, and he broke up with her, and I was like, okay, that dude ain't smart. Well, Lance Armstrong's original wife. I don't know why he broke up with her. I don't get this, people. Get married and stay married. Holy crap. But anyway, don't get me started on that.
All right, so here's another one. I don't know if this is necessarily social media related, but it could tie in. Google Voice has added a way to incorporate your existing phone number. So you can use the services of Google Voice to where you can record phone calls and voicemail. You can have a centralized voicemail system. You can also hook in a cell phone.
What's this
with
called?
Google Voice.
Google Voice.
Yeah.
Man. I've been using Vonage for so long and Skype. I didn't even mess with Google Voice yet. May have to.
Yeah. That's something I'm definitely going to check out as well, because I know we've talked to some people who've used it, and they've been using it more in their infancy beta stages and whatever, but it looks like they're starting to turn the corner with this, and it's, you know, who knows how far they're going to take it. With Google's resources, they could probably take it a lot further than a lot of other people, so that's something to keep an eye on.
Okay.
So those are some of the things that I've noticed. Let's see what else is hot out here right now. We got a lot of we could always get the political stuff going. And we want to save that for when we start taking these call-ins.
I feel you, baby.
Get everybody going all crazy on the political nonsense.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out. Tell you what, this is a full-time job. You know, I'm looking right now, trying to figure out why some of my blog posts get updated. They get posted to Twitter with my URL shrunketed through bit.ly.
Right.
How do you say that? Is that Bitly?
Bitly.
Oh, Bitly, please have my bath water drawn. bit.ly. Bitch! Bitly. So sometimes the dang thing works. And some of my latest, I've been updating my blog, and all right, so that says credentials are valid. So let's see. And at other times, it's just sending it's sending to Twitter that, hey, you know, you got a new blog post, which is cool.
Right.
But there's no link. So, always something, isn't there, brother?
I got the same thing. I mean, there's a couple of them that I tell it to post it to Twitter every time, and sometimes it does it, sometimes it doesn't. So.
Well, it's going to Twitter. Well, so I just, as usual, you know, deactivate different plugins and reactivate one at a time. See what the heck, which one works. That's why we say, folks, pay us the big bucks so you don't have to pull your hair out with this nonsense. Goodness gracious. I feel like it's like Churchill, you know, a mystery wrapped, shrouded in a... in what did he say? What about Russia? Mystery enshrouded in enigma. I'll have to look that one up. That's a dang good one. Enigma. A riddle wrapped. What did he say? A riddle wrapped in enigma. I thought he said a little bit more. But cannot forecast to you the action of Russia. It is a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. But perhaps there is a key. That key is Russian national interest. So that's this whole social media getting everything to work. It's a dang riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma.
Yeah.
What's going to work? What are people going to listen to? You know, the one thing that I grasp onto, though, for my reality and sanity check is content is still king.
Yep.
You know, and always will be. So as long as you're delivering value, people will find you.
That's right. You know? And that's something else that we can help people with that, yeah, a lot of people say, kind of like the guy on here, you know, I can find relevant followers. A lot of people can say, well, I can find relevant content. Sometimes you just need a little boost in the right direction to go to certain sites to help you find what everybody's already talking to so you can enter that conversation and then eventually steer that conversation to where you want it to go in a very subtle way. So that's something that Wes and I help people do is help you find where is the conversation right now, right this minute, just like we've gone over some blog posts here and some different things that other people are talking about. Well, that's part of the conversation that's going on right now, and each industry, each market has their own conversation going on right now, and that's you need to tap into that, and if you need help finding that, be more than glad to do that. All right, so I'm looking.
I had my phone on mute and saying that it helps to work with people with split multiple personalities like you and me. We're always talking to ourselves. Even when we're alone, we're not alone. We're having these little dialogues. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. You need to be quiet because I'm doing a podcast. All right, I'm on the phone. You be quiet too. So when you get people like us, you know, these thoughts going on in our head all the time, I mean, we're good at social media, right? Because we're just sociable people.
That's right.
You follow me?
Well, I'm looking at Mix.com, and I'm looking at these. They've got a post on there to create amazing wallpapers or design concepts with these 30 Photoshop tutorials, since I'm always tinkering in Photoshop and looking
too
for
much,
ways.
Too much so, but anyway.
No, you're right, and that's the reason I'm always looking for these little help you tutorials to help cut that time suck or time sink out of Photoshop, because you can do so much with it that this is interesting. But when I click on here, I notice they've got a poll, what's the most important microblog after Twitter? You've got a Denica, Plurk, Quippy, Utterly, and then the final selection is not interested in this poll. I got to be honest, I haven't signed up for any of these other. I think I may have signed up for Plurk way, way, way back, but I couldn't tell you what my ID is. And it's just one of those things that I thought, okay, well, if one of these other ones takes off, then I at least want to have my name on there, but I don't use any of them. So not interested in this poll would probably apply to me, but I'm sure some people have viewed the results.
Yeah, we do have to mess with those, though. That is,
73
that is our yacht, man. That's our yacht.
Yeah. 73% of the people said they're not interested in the poll, so that doesn't really doesn't shock me. They got 967 votes, so damn near 1,000. And one comment on here is, who really cares? Twitter's where it's at. No one is going to do it better anytime soon. So, but Plurk and Adenica would be the next two. You go from 73%, you drop all the way down to 10% for both of those.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting little poll. Interesting in the fact that nobody really cares.
Well,
and I also see an ad on here, which they specifically targeted this page for the ad, but our buddy Mike Hill with his sales tsunami that has been going around the whole internet marketing community the last couple of days, where he's going to show you CPA marketing from the ground up and show you how to become a multimillionaire in the matter of months or whatever from the ground up. Does look like a really cool program. I'm not trying to slight it because it's actually got me very tempted. He's got a nice little banner ad on there, so that's interesting to see that a lot of these internet marketing gurus are targeting specific social media sites and pages with their banner ads. So that's kind of the wave of where we're headed with all of the pay-per-click advertising and things of that nature.
So
that's an interesting observation, more than anything else.
Clark is, it looks good. It looks so funny. Let me see. So I just did a Google search for him. Plurk. Plurk is a social journal for your life. Isn't that interesting? A social journal for your life. Didn't know my life was that interesting. So anyway.
Sure it is.
All right.
To you.
It is to somebody, huh?
That's right. Somebody somewhere cares.
Somebody loves me, somebody. Reminds me of Lil' Queen. Somebody, somebody, somebody.
All right. So what do you got on the old plate today, Whisper?
You know what I got on the plate? I had peanut butter and jelly on toast with some grapes. So my wife fed me today. Can you believe that?
Wow. She didn't do one of those little Egg McMuffin knockoffs?
Man, it was good, though. I hadn't had one of those in a while. So
an Egg McMuffin knockoff, that thing's, that's the deal.
Well, we had that for dinner last night.
Ah.
Cooked us up some maple-flavored sausage, left the grease, scrambled about 10 eggs, bam, right in the grease, threw in some cheese, bam, busted out some tater tots, brother, and threw them on tortillas. Fancy
uh-huh.
people around here, they call them tortillas, but, I pronounce the L.
You know
I pronounce the L. It's a tortilla.
Yeah, you know what they call the littler ones up in Canada?
What?
They're tacos. They don't call them tacos. They're tacos up there.
Oh, it just ain't right. So, I'm about to update another post. Let's hope this bit.ly attaches as it should. If it does, we'll talk tomorrow about using Twitter tools to update your blog post and attach your bit.ly. To bring people back to your site with a special offer, which we've now got up, the 20.1 Facebook Business Basics. I highly recommend you go to thesaleswhisperer.com, right-hand side, fill in your first name and email, and get it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I can attest to that.
Man, I tell you, my mom even said it was good. You know what I'm saying?
You know it's good.
And you know it's good.
That's right.
Fine judge of character.
And what Wes and I are working on here is a little list-building product and program that you can go through to help you help you learn how to build huge lists. I think the pricing is going to shock some people on how little we're asking for this thing. So that's something to look forward to. And if, like we always give our little plug here at the end, if you missed our webinar last week or the week before that sold out, go to marketingvirtualseminar.com. Put in your first name, email address, and you'll get instant access to the video replay along with the workbook. Definitely download that workbook before you start the video replay so you can follow along, fill in the blanks, and that'll reemphasize your learning. So that way you get some true takeaways from it instead of just sitting there passively. It'll force you to focus on what's going on and what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So if we're wrapping this up, you know what time it is then, huh?
That's right.
You might be a redneck if you think a woman who is out of your league bowls on a different night. You heard me?
Oh, I heard that.
You know what I'm saying?
That is so true. Or she might play cornhole on a different night. That's another one.
Goodness gracious. All right.
All right. Well, that's another Southern social media into the can. Talk with everybody.
Yeah, into the can. Is that what they say? Yeah, I think that's what they say.
Yeah, in the books.
All right. I didn't know they said into the can.
In the can.
But you know, that's how we say it around here. We also say Tour de France.
That's right. That's what it is. And I'm a cyclist, so, you know, what the hell? I'm not going to call it France.
Well, I mean, we like you anyway. You're going to lose your redneck status if you tell people you're a cyclist. Hey, I mean, look, just I'm going to have to mute that out, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'd do something to stay in shape.
All right.
You heard me?
All right. I feel you, dog.
All right.
All right. Wes Schaefer, Sales Whisperer, Roger Bauer, Social Media Ninja, signing out. Y'all have a great day.
Chad Chow tomorrow. See ya.